Now, welcome on the call, the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Tony Tricciani. Good morning, Coach Tricciani.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A hard-fought heartbreaker for your guys at a really good North Carolina A&T team. Come up a little short, 24-21, as you've gone back and had a chance to review that game. Give me your impressions.
You know, you come out of a game like that against a top 20 team, and there's certainly no moral victories for us. But I thought our kids played real hard. I was proud of their effort, you know, their resiliency. But it's hard to win football games, you know. That's what I told them. It takes execution too, and sometimes it takes a little bit of luck. And you know, they executed better than we did at the end of that football game. And hats off to Coach Washington.
When you play a quality opponent like North Carolina A&T on the road to start the year, especially in your opener like this, what are you able to gain from an evaluation standpoint?
Well, I'll tell you what, we got a lot of really good film. So, you know, we're coming out of that game, and, you know, we have Sundays off, so tonight will be the first time we watch the film with our team. And, you know, there's a lot of coaching that's going to go on because the film doesn't lie. So, you know, we're looking forward to these meetings, and we can correct some mistakes and turn the page and be a better football team this week.
Let's take a look at your offense. You scored 21 points, all three of those scoring drives, 10 or more plays. How did you feel like your offense performed on Saturday?
You know, I felt like our offense, you know, in the first quarter and the third quarter, I thought we executed well. We were able to sustain drives. We were resilient. We overcame some penalties. We were able to overcome some third and long situations. And we were able to finish drives in the red zone.
Obviously, a lot of attention on Davis with his first game back, and certainly numbers pretty good, 16 to 27, 202 yards, and a touchdown. How did you feel like he looked and performed?
You know, I think for Davis's first game back in live action, you know, I think he had a good game. I'm sure, you know, Davis is going to be real critical of himself, and you know, there are probably some opportunities there where he could have, you know, got rid of the football. But for first game back, I thought he did a nice job.
We're here with Elon head coach Tony Tricciani. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. One of the areas that you probably didn't put up the numbers that you probably would have hoped is the running game, only 19 total yards. I know some of that's were taken away by sacks, but as you analyze the film, what happened with the running attack?
Yeah, with the run game, you know, going up against A&T, a team who's, you know, led the nation here or been at the top of the rankings in rushing defense, was no surprise that, you know, they were going to do a good job against the run. With a rebuilt offensive line, you know, we ended up having, you know, some success when we had some north-south runs. When we were running the ball east-west, you know, we had a tough time getting some plays really started, and we lost a lot of yardage. It put us behind schedule, and you know, we got to make sure that, you know, we're getting more north and south, and that we're trying to stay on schedule offensively.
Switching sides to the defense, how did you feel like you guys performed on that side of the ball?
You know, it was there was a few drives that they were able to extend and some third downs where we couldn't get off the field. You know, but I think overall we would have been a little tougher on the run. But we limited the big plays. We were unable to come up with any takeaways. That was disappointing. But overall, you know, I thought we played well enough to put ourselves in position to win the game.
Got a media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Rusty.
Sure, sir. We have a question from Kyle Kensing from Flow Sports. Your line is open.
Coach, in a week one game like the one you had against a really quality opponent that comes down right to the end, I mean, how much value do you kind of take away from seeing how your team reacts in a game like that? And kind of conversely, how does that play into facing Citadel this week? We had a similar situation with Towson last week.
Yeah, so you know, playing a team like A&T, for our guys, you know, it was a good test for us. you know, I come out of the game feeling good about the grit that we have as a football team. I feel good about how resilient we were. I feel good about our effort. You know, it's something that we can build on.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Tony, defensively, Jarquez Bazell, the 9 tackles, led your team along with a tackle for loss. I know he's a guy that you moved initially from the safety spot to linebacker. What was the reason for that move, and how did you feel like he performed?
Yeah, you know, Jarquez, he'll run to the football, and that's one of the reasons why he's on the field for us. He's a football player. You know, we're just trying to get our best athletes on the field, Rob, and that's, you know, where he fit best for us. You know, as we look at the second level of our defense and the third level of our defense, we're just trying to get the best football players out on the field that we can.
Home opener for the Phoenix on Saturday against the Citadel. They were in a hard-fought game against Towson on Saturday. As we looked at their film, what are some of the challenges that the Citadel present for you?
Well, they're an option attack on offense, you know, and you'll hear some more about that from Rob later, I'm sure. You know, so this is it's a different, you know, it's a little bit of a different game plan going into this game. They're really driven by their quarterback, Brandon Rainey, who gets, you know, the bulk of their carries, him and the fullback. You know, when you play an option football team defensively, you certainly got to, you know, defend the runs from inside out, and you got to make sure they don't throw it over your head. You know, offensively, you got to be prepared for fewer possessions, you know, and it's going to shorten the game and limit your possessions so they become, you know, that much more important offensively.
You guys have played them in the past. How much does that help? You're a defensive guy, so I know it's different coaching against that offense. How much has it helped to have some veteran guys who have seen it?
Yeah, it's good. You know, we haven't played the Citadel, but we've played Wofford. You know, we've played Furman, and we've played Charleston Southern. So we've seen the option, and it's certainly valuable experience for our guys and defending the option offense.
All right, Tony. Thanks, as always, for taking time with us. Good luck on Saturday against the Citadel, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Rob.